Hi, welcome to the 5-Minute Shift. I'm Mom Coach Stephanie Rosenfield, bringing you another quick tip for you to feel better in your momming today.
I am so excited to talk about how to set your family vacay up for success. I don't know about you guys, but the month of July and August this year is full of travel for my family. And each year, it's sort of different. My son is 6 now, so I've been doing this for 6 years in different ages. We went from baby to toddler to 2 kids. And we've had a range of experiences, a range of family vacations, some that were terrible, some that were fun, and some that were great. So today, I want to share with you, as a mom coach, someone with a background in early childhood development, and as a mom, on tips to have a successful vacation. You have the destination picked, the travel booked. Now you just need to get to the vacation and enjoy it. That may be easier said than done when going to a destination with other little humans. And I get it. You spend all this time and money. You take time off of work to go somewhere and it be not that fun. Maybe there are kids melting down, other family members being them. So much is out of your control. A couple weeks ago, my client, let's call her Brooke, got home from a family vacation, and she was so upset with how it went. Her kids' behavior was terrible. Her in-laws were judgmental of her parenting, and her kids were ungrateful. She felt burnt out and ashamed, and she was comparing her vacay to her neighbors that she follows on Instagram, who had a ton of happy, smiling pictures. Does this sound like you? It's definitely sounded like me in the past. So today, I'm going to give you the 4 tips on how to gain control to set your family vacation up for success. Tip number one, pre-vacay communication is key. This means talk to your partner ahead of time. Have a discussion about what may be tricky. Create a game plan for what you'll do when and if the kids' behaviors start feeling frustrating. Knowing the different activities that you have planned, think about what can be put into place to make things go smoother. Maybe it's reminding each other that the kids do best when they have a 5-minute warning for a transition. Essentially, team up with your spouse to have a game plan ahead of time. We're so busy doing so many things ahead of time, like packing and ordering the groceries and thinking about all the activities that we're going to do, that one thing that can be so essential to help set it up for success is talking to your partner about how can we make this successful when things feel really overwhelming and frustrating. And tell your partner what you need too. What do you need in order to have the energy to be able to get through the trip and enjoy it? Like, do you need a daily solo walk for 20 minutes, 30 minutes to read on the porch? What downtime do you need in order to energize and be more present for your family? And this comes with you knowing and recognizing what I need is important to the family functioning, right? I am a happier, more energized mom when I do get that time to myself. And ask your partner what they need too. Deciding these things ahead of time and making sure you're both getting what you need can lead to more success. Tip number two, flexibility is your friend. You may have a schedule in your head or feel strongly about the types of food your kids should be eating or the amount of screen time they should be having. So figure out where will you be flexible. Maybe it's okay if they get a lot more screen time than usual or have a third dessert. You may expect your kids to have this endless fun and enjoyment for the vacation, right? You work so hard to like make it happen. You spent all this money. They should enjoy it. But remembering their kids, oftentimes their behavior may seem, air quote, worse on vacation, but that's normal. They're out of their routine. They're out of their structure. Oftentimes they're more tired or more dysregulated. So just knowing ahead of time that this is okay and expected can decrease your stress. So figure out where can you be flexible? Is it okay if they go to bed a half hour later, right? Tip number three, make it enjoyable for you too. I already talked about deciding what you need ahead of time, right? That morning solo run or the afternoon walk, but making sure you are doing family activities that you enjoy too, that aren't just for the kids. Yes, playgrounds can help pass the time, but do you like mini golf or do you want to check out that cool clothing store? Do it. This trip isn't just for the kids, it's for you too. So making sure you're doing things as a family or on your own that you enjoy. This leads me to another tip to make the trip more enjoyable. You don't have to play with your kids all the time. I had a client who went to the beach and she used to feel so guilty when her kids would ask her to build sandcastles and she'd say no. She really hated the sand, but she'd compare herself to that other mom who loved playing and got down and dirty in the sand. So after coaching on her most recent vacation, she realized, I am a good mom, even if I don't want to play in the sand right now. So she read her book while the kids created their own fun. So give yourself a time limit. Am I going to do 20 minutes in the pool and then do something for myself? You don't have to say yes to your kids all the time. Tip number four, my final tip, set your kids up for success by telling them what to expect. Again, we plan so many things ahead of time, what we're going to wear, the activities, and we don't think about how can I tell them what to expect. Show your kids pictures of where you're going. Tell them what it's going to be like. Ask them what they want to do while they are there. If certain behavioral expectations are expected, tell them specifically. We're going to be in a hotel room, so we have to use our inside voices because people will be next to us. We're going to be at our grandparents' house, and this is the type of place where we can't jump on the couch. It's a sitting couch, right? Again, it's not to guarantee that 100% of the time that then they will follow through with this, but giving them an idea of what to expect can help further success during the weekend. Okay, so that wraps up my top four tips on creating a successful family vacation. Remember, communication, flexibility, your enjoyment, and kids' expectations are the keys to setting this up for success. I hope this helped you, and I can't wait to hear about how your vacation went. Okay, so if you want to take this all a step further and gain insights that are specific to you and your family, that's exactly what I do with my one-on-one mom coaching clients. You can sign up for a complimentary consult call to learn how coaching can help you and your family. Go to stephaniercoaching.com/consult to sign up.